The Book of John, Chapter 1, Part 2, Verses 6-18. The Witness of John the Baptist. As mysterious as they seem, the first five verses of the Book of John establish the origin, the nature, the identification, the effect, the purpose, and the creative power of the Word. The Word which was with God and is God. And, although John is a first-hand witness to these things, the first five verses come only by way of inspiration and revelation from God. What John has said, and you are reading, transcends the human capacity to fully understand. It is accepted by faith, and it is validated by the results which follow. The Witness, John the Baptist. John 1:6, a man came, one sent from God, and his name was John. Verse 7. He came as a witness, to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. Verse 8. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. Commentary break: John is the forerunner and a model for all disciples who come after him regarding how we should identify ourselves as witnesses to the light so that all might believe through us. We should never assume to be equal to that light, but only to testify about the light. These matters are not just for our information. They are our model. Information that is not applied is just idle information, good for very little. When this gospel message is applied, it is the power of God unto salvation. Handle it accurately and with great care. End commentary break. Verse 9. This was the true light that, coming into the world, enlightens every person. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. Verse 11. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe and trust in his name. Verse 13. Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. Commentary break: John, once again in these foregoing verses, is the conduit of the prophetic voice of God. God, through John, is speaking of the mysteries and oracles of God. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. Try as you might to imagine that the Word with God is God, was already in the world and the world came into being. And yet the world did not know him? To the unregenerate and untrained mind, this must sound like complete foolishness or a madman's prose. Yet this is truth. It is the prophetic truth of God that continues to live and reverberate throughout time. It is the word and breath of God, and all who receive him, he gives them the right to become the children of God. Let that ring in your ears, meditate on it. Let it sink deep into your mind, soul, and heart. Finally, the Word, God's creative voice, Jesus, came into his own creation, and his created ones did not know him. How could that have been? It was and is God's plan. God had planned from the beginning to perfect his creation into his image and likeness, giving his created a free will in which they could choose life and life more abundant, now, and later, have eternal life with him. Some will choose to reject him and thus will never know him. Those will perish in great darkness and eternal fire. Those who choose him will know him and will have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life and will live eternally in the house of the Lord. End commentary break. The Word made flesh. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 15. Commentary break. Again, John utters prophetic mysteries that have been manifested and have appeared in the physical world. The Word, Logos, became flesh, sarx. Logos is a multifaceted Greek word that encompasses a range of meanings including word, speech, reason, doctrine, and account. In the New Testament, Logos is used to denote the spoken or written word, the message of the gospel, and, most profoundly, as a title for Jesus Christ, emphasizing his role as the divine Word of God incarnate. Theologically, Logos signifies the communication of God's will and truth to humanity. The Apostle John, in his Gospel, appropriates this term to articulate the pre-existence and divinity of Christ, presenting Jesus as the ultimate revelation of God. God in the flesh, with all the flaws and passion of the flesh, yet without sin. The greatest of all miracles, before our eyes. Yet, some will reject him and upon them will rest the wrath of a just God. End commentary break. Verse 15. John testified about him and called out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who is coming after me has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me. Verse 16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Verse 18. No one has seen God at any time, God the only Son, who is in the arms of the Father, he has explained him. Commentary break, rather than judgment, condemnation or wrath, Jesus had come to bring grace upon grace, the unmerited favor and kindness of God towards humanity compounded and poured out to you. It encompasses the idea of divine assistance given to humans for their salvation, transformation and sanctification. This grace is deepened and transformed to express the profound and unconditional love of God towards humanity, which is not based on human merit but on God's own character and purpose. And now his overwhelming grace is compounded once again, this time with truth. The implication of these words are so staggering that the words themselves cannot do justice to their reality. No eye has seen and no ear has heard, and which have not entered the human heart, all that God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. End commentary break. End chapter 1, part 2, verses 6 through 18. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, coming soon, the book of John, chapter 1, part 3, verses 19 to 51, Jesus' public ministry, the first converts. Previous, the book of John, chapter 1, part 1, verses 1 to 5, the witness of John the Baptist. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.